regenerating bones or diseased tissue. Science fiction? Maybe not. With the right scaffold.
Imagine that.
Mesenchymal stem cells obtained from adult bone marrow are a readily available and abundant source of cells for tissue engineering, a new technology that uses cells instead of drugs to treat diseases or disorders. When implanted into the body, these cells can differentiate into various cell types, including nerve, bone, and cardiac or other organ cells. But first, they need a scaffold to hang on to. Some scaffold materials, like bioactive ceramic, induce the implanted cells to attach and grow. Problem is, ceramic is brittle. At the New Jersey Institute of Technology, biomedical engineer Trina Livingston Arinze is investigating stronger biomaterials with surface properties and characteristics that work best with adult stem cells to promote differentiation. Her goal is to build the best scaffolding possible to support the new tissues the cells generate. Arinze's friend, Sua Amara, an aspiring physician, has fibrous dysplasia, a disease that causes brittle bones. Arinze hopes her research in biomaterials may someday help strengthen Amara's bones, not to mention her spirits. I'm Eric Phillips. Imagine That covers projects funded by the U.S. government's National Science Foundation. Federally sponsored research brought to you by you. Learn more at nsf.gov.
And if you really want to learn more, turn to WUSB Stony Brook, where you can learn all kinds of things, some of which you may not want to know. It's 6:03, time for Off the Wall. And a very good evening to everybody. The program is Off the Wall. Emmanuel Goldstein here with you on this Tuesday evening. And there's something I have to check. I'm sorry if this sounds unprofessional, but touching the microphone like that sounds unprofessional in and of itself, but I'm just trying to move over to the other side of the console here so I can check to see if we're actually on the interweb. To see if we're being broadcast. I'm getting all kinds of thumbs up, but you know what? I don't believe you. I have to hear it for myself. Ooh. That's me in the past. This is me in the present, and this is both of us together. And a very good evening to everybody. The program is Off the Wall. Emmanuel Goldstein here with you.
Isn't that annoying? You can get twice as much of me.
Good evening.
Oh, that must be horrible.
And there's something I have to
Okay, enough.
the reason why I did that was because, let me tell you something, a little bit of history here, very recent history, having to do with WUSB. We're in the middle of a fundraiser right now, and in fact, that's what the show today is going to focus on. We have this once a year. Actually, we have the spring fundraiser once a year, and we have the autumn fundraiser once a year as well. So actually, I guess we have two fundraisers a year. Okay. But the problem that that has happened with this particular radio program is that, well, the first week, there are actually 4 weeks where we were supposed to be raising funds. The first week, we had a lacrosse game scheduled, and so the studio was kind of deserted because, well, nobody was going to be around to do a show afterwards because the lacrosse game was going to be on. But then a blizzard hit. That's right. Only a few weeks ago, there was a blizzard here. And the lacrosse game got canceled. But still, people didn't show up, I guess, because they thought they didn't have to, and also because there was a blizzard. So two reasons not to show up, so we didn't do any fundraising that week. Then the next week, we were kind of recovering from all of that, and it was a ghost town on campus for some reason. And we figured we'd do it the week afterwards, but then, unbeknownst to us, the lacrosse game was rescheduled for that week. That was last week. However, Marianne was kind enough to show up, and we raised some funds, but the internet stream went down right before the radio program began, and we really count on you listeners out there in the rest of the world, as well as our listeners here on Long Island. So it was rather frustrating not being able to reach everybody, but this week, this is the last chance we have for this fundraiser to actually raise funds for the radio station in the name of Off the Wall. And we have a full staff of people inside. In fact, I'm going to try to bring them up for a second. So please, if you're cussing or anything like that, maybe now's not the best time to do it. If you could all say hello at the same time, maybe. Okay, well, I don't think they're listening to me. They're telling stories. Okay, well, there's a whole bunch of people in there, and they're ready to take your phone call. And we are still online, right? We really count on you listeners out
there.
Yeah, we are. Okay, good. So the call has now gone out for help for this radio station so that we can continue to broadcast programs like Off the Wall. Over the past couple of years, this show has been on. At this particular time slot, we've covered all kinds of material, from global to local, from theoretical to practical. You name it, we've talked about it. And the most recent thing is our blossoming fight against the actions of the FCC, which is going to become more and more interesting as time goes on. We've gotten a whole bunch of letters from people. I will be reading some of those in just a little bit. A lot of people want to become active in this. A lot of people are very interested in how this particular battle is going to be waged, what the ground rules will be, what we're trying to accomplish, things like that. This is something that can be started right here at this place. So we're very lucky to have the facilities to be able to do this, to be able to reach so many people, to be able to exchange ideas and views and strategies, and maybe actually make a profound difference in broadcasting. Yeah, it might sound like something we can't possibly do, but, you know, I've seen people accomplish so much with so little before. So both for the good and for the bad. Let's see if we can do that here. Hopefully for the good. Yeah. So for that reason, it's very important for all of us, no matter where we are, no matter what part of the world we're in, no matter what stage in our lives we happen to find ourselves, that you call up. And the number is area code 631-632-9872. The 9872 spells WUSB. Just one of the many clever things we do here. And we have a couple of pledge levels, and we're only offering these pledges, these premiums, for this particular hour. All right, so it's very important that people, if you're going to call and you want these premiums, call now. All right, we have a brand new Kevin Mitnick book called The Art of Intrusion, which is something that just came out the past couple of weeks. And we have autographed copies, autographed by Kevin Mitnick himself. That's right, he sat down and autographed a whole bunch of them. I hope he didn't do this in vain, because, it takes a long time to sign things. I've seen people do it, I've done it myself, and you get a real cramp in your hand afterwards, but it's worth it. It's worth it if it's for a cause. Now, Kevin has donated these books. These are books that he could have sold, but instead he gave them to us to give to you in exchange for your pledge of support for the radio station. Now, the full name of the book is The Art of Intrusion, The Real Stories Behind the Exploits of Hackers, Intruders, and Deceivers. Well, there's good and bad in that as well. I'll read you the first sentence of the book, just so you get a sense. There comes a magical gambler's moment when simple thrills magnify to become 3D fantasies, a moment when greed chews up ethics, and the casino system is just another mountain waiting to be conquered. Well, if that sounds like something you'd be interested in pursuing, then you want to be giving a call to 632-9872, an area code 631. For a pledge of $50, you'll get an autographed copy of The Art of Intrusion. Now, that's not all. That's not all. We have a whole lot of different things. We have also, for that pledge of $50, you'll get a WUSB sweatshirt. That's right, a WUSB sweatshirt with the really spiffy WUSB logo in a variety of sizes. And that's not all. For if for some reason you don't read, or if you don't have room for another book in your life right now, we have something else that you might find interesting. We have the Freedom Downtime double DVD set. Now, what is Freedom Downtime, you may ask? Well, I happen to know that. Freedom Downtime is a documentary that I was involved in making a couple of years ago. It has to do both with the Kevin Mitnick story and also the hacker world in general. We went traveling all across the country to protest this film that was being made about him, a film that has since come out. It was called Takedown. And this movie documents our fight. Our fight against an unfair script that portrayed Kevin Mitnick in a very unfavorable light. And that's what we document. And now we have a double DVD set. It originally came out on video. It's about 2 hours long. But on the second DVD, we have all kinds of other fun things that we did along the way. Some scenes that were left out. Some additional footage. Some other interviews. Things like that. So that's yours. That's signed by both me and Kevin Mitnick. Yeah, we signed on top of the DVD. That's yours also for a pledge of $50. It's either the book or the DVD, and you'll get the sweatshirt either way. Now, if this is too good to believe and you want both, well, we can accommodate you for a pledge of $100, 100 U.S. dollars. You'll get both the DVD set and the Kevin Mitnick book, The Art of Intrusion. Yes, all autographed, and in addition to that, you'll get everything that comes with joining the 90.1 Club, and that's a WUSB sweatshirt, a WUSB t-shirt, a WUSB hat, and a WUSB mug. So you'll never have to forget what kind of station you're listening to, because it'll be all over your house. All right, 631-632-9872, you've heard what we have, you heard what we have to offer, and now we need to hear from you. Because the only way we can continue to broadcast at this particular facility, at this radio station, keep it going, is by having listener contributions. This is a listener-supported radio station, and we stay on the air thanks to people like you who support us. A lot of what we do today, the radio show on the other station off the hook on WBAI, even the magazine 2600 to a degree, would not be possible without the things that have happened at this particular radio station. Why? Because this place has shown so many people what you can do, what you can do with creativity, what you can do with expressing yourself. And it's a marvelous environment for that. And by investing in the place, you're ensuring that more people will have that opportunity, and you're also ensuring that we'll continue to have that opportunity and be able to reach out and talk about various things. We have two calls on the line. We have five people in there, I believe, right? Four or five people? Someone's standing up, not doing anything? All right. 631-632-9872. Let's make those people dive for the phones there and fight to take those pledges. But thank you for those people who have called in already. We have a toll-free number, too, in case you can pledge but you can't make the phone call for whatever reason. I can understand that. Maybe you're standing at a payphone wondering how in God's name am I going to make this phone call. You can call the 800 number, which is 1-800-394-WUSB, 1-800-394-9872. If you're outside of the country, as I know many of our listeners are because I get your email, simply put a country code 1 in front of that. Perhaps the dialing that you would have to do would be 00 to get an overseas operator or an overseas line or whatever you call the thing, 001-631-632-9872. Since I've gone to all the trouble to say the entire dialing string for you, wouldn't it be nice if you actually dialed that number from overseas? We received one pledge from the Netherlands. Somebody was actually able to pledge before the show came on the air, and congratulations for managing to do that. So we have a base of $100 that we're starting with. So I'm very happy to see that. But there's so much more we need to accomplish in this hour. In past marathons, we've raised close to or exceeding $1,000 for the entire marathon. Now, since we've had all these hardships that have come up in the last 3 weeks, we have not been able to raise nearly the same amount of money that we've raised in past years. Now, that doesn't look too good, you know. If somebody studies this and says, "Wow, look at Goldstein here; he's gone way down, and people must not be listening to what he's saying anymore." You never know what people might do as a result of that. No, actually, it's a very friendly environment, and we don't look at things that way. But it is important that we stay strong. It is important that we know you're out there. That makes all the difference. Lots of times I hear from people who say that our radio shows really speak to what they believe in, and they feel so much better knowing that we're there. Okay, well, the same thing holds true in the other direction. We feel so much better knowing that you're there. That matters so much. We have 4 calls on the line. That's terrific. But you know what? We have room for 5. I'd like to see a bingo. It only takes one more person out there. One more person to make all 5 lines light up. Okay, now it's going to take 2 more people because one person has already finished making their pledge. But please, if you're out there, your call does make a big difference. When I see those lines lit up, it makes me believe that people not only care enough to listen, not only care enough to write letters, but care enough to invest a little bit to make sure that we're still going to be around in the years ahead. And we do have a lot to talk about, a lot to fight about, a lot to debate about. And that's the commitment we make here at this radio program, and that's the environment that this radio station offers. It doesn't take much to look around the dial, especially in this area, but probably in any area that you happen to be in right now, to realize that this kind of a thing is a rarity. Oh, you'll hear talk radio, but it's not accessible to you. You won't be able to get through because it's some kind of nationwide forum, and nobody's going to pay attention to anything that you have to say. No one's going to read your email on the air. No one's going to take your phone call on the air. And I know that temporarily we're not able to take phone calls, but believe me, we have people working on that. It's a priority that we get past that. 631-632-9872, no matter where you're calling from. If you're on Long Island, well, if you're in Suffolk County, you don't have to dial the 631. That's right, you can just dial 632-9872. It's interesting because most parts of the country now, or in very many parts of the country, you have to dial 10 digits, even if you're in the same area code. But not here in Suffolk County. We still have the advantage of 7-digit dialing. And I think that's kind of cool. So take advantage of that. Save the time dialing those extra 3 digits, or sometimes 4 digits, because you have to dial the 1 first. 631-632-9872. Again, the pledge levels are... The pledge levels are anything you can afford. If you can only afford to send us 10 bucks or 15 or 20, that's fine. And there are things that we can offer you in exchange for that as well, as our appreciation for pledging any amount. What we're suggesting here at this particular radio program are the kind of hacker-oriented items that we've provided. And they include the Kevin Mitnick book, The Art of Intrusion, and the Hacker DVD documentary, which I think comes out to about 4 or 5, maybe even 6 hours of material on 2 DVDs. We really crammed the thing full as much as we possibly could. And I don't think you'll ever find a DVD with so much material, with so many different ways of viewing it. 631-632-9872. Please give that number a call. We're only on for another 40 minutes, and that's it for this marathon for us. Now, the DVD is fascinating because we were able, and this is a testament to what people can do if they join together, we were able to reach out to people all around the world who spoke different languages, came from different countries, and they were able to put subtitles in their particular language so that people in their country could view the thing. So we have a Finnish translation, we have Norwegian, we have Portuguese, we have Spanish, we have French, we have everything you can possibly think of, Chinese, Russian. It's all in there. We have something like 20 different translations. I think that's more than any DVD has ever had. We use all of the audio tracks for various things. We have Easter eggs like you would not believe. In fact, we even have a contest to find the Easter eggs. And details about that can be found on our website, www.2600.com. So it's really kind of cool. You know, even if it completely bores you, I think you'll know somebody who will find it interesting. And you know what? Even if you don't find someone who thinks it's interesting, these things are autographed by Kevin Mitnick and myself. Okay, that brings the value down a little bit, but still, you can eBay the things and probably get much more than what you're pledging for them right now. $50 for the DVD set, $50 for the Art of Intrusion book, $100 for both of them, in addition to all kinds of amazing WUSB paraphernalia that we have here, just ready to give to our faithful listeners. Three calls on the line, 631-632-9872. I know it's annoying to have to listen to people beg for money. I feel the same way, and lots of times when I'm tuning through non-commercial radio, it seems that that's all that's happening. Unfortunately, in the climate that we're in, it's a necessary evil. And I'd like to think that for the rest of the year, what you're getting in return is worth whatever investment you might want to put into this. You might have a way of expressing some injustice that happened to you, a way of showing a perspective that we might not have thought of, a way of arguing. We have all kinds of arguments with people in online, on through various pieces of mail, on the air. This is your forum. This is a way of communicating. This is a way of making changes. We've talked about all kinds of things in the past couple of years, including the start of the war, the continuation of the war, the future of the war, and other things other than the war. We've talked about the various things that took place during the RNC, the Republican Convention. And it's interesting, too, because there is a news item today, in fact, that came out in the New York Times that basically said that people use their video cameras to prove that the police were lying about all the people they arrested last autumn, or last summer in New York City. Now, it's interesting that the New York Times suddenly realizes this now, months after that's being reported on indie media and on this radio station and on Pacifica and all kinds of places. All of a sudden, the New York Times decrees that this is the case, that the video is proving that demonstrators and other passersby were completely innocent and that the police were lying, and literally they were. In fact, there's direct testimony that shows that police were giving accounts of what happened, and these videos that were released showed completely the opposite. There's even one case where the city deleted portions of a videotape that showed somebody was not acting aggressively. And when you saw the entire videotape, you realized that the police accounting was impossible. Yeah. Now, we knew this, but because the New York Times reported it today, all of a sudden it's big news. You see how it works? That's how the media works. They decide. They decide what the stories are going to be. And that's how the issues are defined. It doesn't have to be that way. You can define those issues. Your voice can be heard. But it's not going to be heard in those big places. It's not going to be heard in the commercial radio stations. It's not going to be heard on most of the talk stations because they cater to a particular populace. And they have advertisers. Yeah, that's what we don't have here. We don't have advertisers, which is why we're able to do this. Oh, boy. These are all the people to thank, huh? Okay, thank you very much. We have bunch of people to thank so far. Won't you please join that list of people, 631-632-9872. If you're listening to us in East Setauket, New York, if you're listening to us in Paducah, Kentucky, or Wisconsin, or Iowa, or California, Japan, the Philippines, or Mozambique, or other places too, please call us. We're in the United States, 631-632-9872. Pledge whatever you can afford. We have Freedom Downtime DVDs. We have Kevin Mitnick autographed books. We have all kinds of other things. 631-632-9872. We're only on for another half hour. So please make that call. I want to thank Kevin from Detroit Lakes, Minnesota. Detroit Lakes, Minnesota? But Detroit's in Michigan. I'm confused. Boy, that's something. Well, thanks so much for calling us from Minnesota. That's really cool. Here's a call from Seattle. Matt from Seattle, thanks so much for your call, for your pledge. We have Charles from Ketchum, Idaho. You know, it's a particular part of the country. It's the Northwest and the Midwest that's calling right now. You folks in the South, you going to take that? Okay, and we have, I don't know how to pronounce this. Oh, okay, that's an H, it's not an N. Zach. Zach from Cedar Rapids, Michigan. I thought Cedar Rapids was in Iowa. Maybe there's one in Michigan, too. We might want to check that. Okay. Thanks, Zach, for your pledge. And Ferdinand from Rotterdam in the Netherlands. Thanks so much for your call, for your pledge. 631-632-9872. Why don't you join those generous people and help us to reach... Actually, we want to exceed whatever goal we have. I don't even know what the goal is. I didn't bother looking at what the goal is because I have my own personal goal, and that's to do better than we've ever done before. So, Marianne, you have more.
No.
Oh, what do you have here? You have something written in all caps. All of them? He wants all of us?
That's what he said.
You mean, by CD, you mean DVD, right?
Yeah,
we can talk about this afterwards. Yeah, well...
I'll tell him to when he calls back.
Come to call back at right after we go off the air, and we can maybe work something out for him.
Okay.
All right. See, well, we're willing to do that. We're willing to work with people if they want to negotiate a little bit. But the prices are firm, but sometimes we might throw in something a little bit extra. 631-632-9872. Again, we have Freedom Downtime, our hacker documentary, on DVD. It'll play anywhere. That's right. None of this region coding nonsense. This DVD will play if your TV set is in Thailand, if it's in Chicago, if it's in England, if it's in Namibia. It's going to play no matter where you are. What DVDs do, what the DVD consortium has done. What we got there? Another one. Thank you. Rob from Island... New Zealand. Oh, my goodness. Cool. Island Bay, N-E-T-N, or N-G-T-N. I'm not sure what that means. You know what that means? Oh, Wellington. That's a W. Thank you. New Zealand. Excellent. I don't know if we've ever gotten a pledge in New Zealand before. That's so cool. Boy, we're covering... Okay, so we're now in... New Zealand technically is in the continent of Australia, right? And, hey, Dave. Dave's here. Oh, I'm not supposed to say you're here.
No, you can.
Okay, well, I did. I can't take it back. I can go back onto...
I'm here and I can't take that back.
I can, in Namibia. Go back and change it on the computer, but I can't change it on the air.
Take
the computer away? Oh, you want to read that? Okay, yeah, fine. Go ahead. 631-632-9872. Okay, so New Zealand is technically in Australia. That's right, isn't it? I mean, Australia is a big country in itself, but it's also a continent, and I think New Zealand is part of that continent. It's probably a very touchy subject for people in New Zealand, and I'm sorry if I'm offending anybody, but I'm just trying to prove a point here that so far we've heard from Australia, we've heard from North America, and we've heard from Europe.
I think some people refer to that continent as Oceania. No.
Do they? Okay.
So I could be wrong.
All right. Well, I wasn't taught that way in elementary school. So we still have Africa. We still have South America. And are we living out? Where am I leaving out? Antarctica. We have nothing from that. I feel like I'm leaving out another one, but I guess not. Okay. There's the lost one, but I don't expect to hear anything from them. 631-632-9872. So we have the DVD set that will play in any particular region. Now, what DVDs have done, the DVD consortium and all these corrupt people that are responsible for the standard, they basically locked you out of viewing DVDs from other regions. They've invented this fake restriction called region codes. Now, the advantage to us is that we get to be region code 1. Just like we're country code 1. We want to be 1 in everything. All right, we're region code 1. Big deal. You know what that means? It means we can't watch region code 2. And region code 2 is pretty much all of Europe. And there's region code 3 and 4 and all kinds of... Oh, cool. So I can talk to people in conference room using instant messaging, which I've never used before in my life. Interesting. All right. So basically what they've done, this is for the purpose of keeping people from buying something in another country if it might be cheaper in that country. Or, this is the excuse they use, they say, if it hasn't been released yet in that particular country. So if a movie comes out in the United States and it's not yet out in England, Well, they want people to be able to not buy the DVD until after it's been released in England. Now, you know, usually, the vast majority of cases, the movie is released at the same time everywhere. And you can also prove these people are complete hypocrites because they hold this for old films as well, films that have already been released years and years ago, decades ago. They still have region codes on them, so it's got nothing to do with release dates. It has to do with control. It has to do with keeping people from buying something from another country because, well, maybe they'll find a better deal in that other country. But it also has a very bad effect as far as cultural walls that are built. There are so many DVDs, so many good TV programs from the BBC that you can never watch because it's locked out. Because you have a Region 1 player and it's Region 2 DVD. Well, of course, there are ways around this. If you were to buy a region-free DVD player, which many people have now, you can watch a DVD from any place you want. And in fact, speaking of New Zealand is one of the leading countries for that. I think most everybody down there buys region-free DVD players rather than region-encoded ones because, quite simply, the people won't stand for it. I guess not very many things are released just in Australia and New Zealand, so they have to be able to see other regions. Now, here in the United States, where we're encouraged to be as insular as possible and not be aware of anything that's going on in the rest of the world, well, Region 1 can suit a lot of people. They won't even be aware of what they're missing. But if you like to see anime, for instance, from Japan, or something from another country that might be of interest, and with the advent of subtitles, language isn't even an issue anymore. But the only way to see that is with a region-free player. Now, what we've done with the Freedom Downtime DVDs is we've created a region-free DVD. What this means is that even if you do have a Region 1 player or a Region 2 player or whatever, it doesn't matter. Our DVD is not going to lock you out. And it would be nice if the film industry would follow suit and release all of its films region-free. It can be done. There's solutions to all of these problems. But it's important to tackle them head-on. It's important to put your money where your mouth is, and if you're going to actually do something with the technology yourself, do it the right way. And that's sort of what the hacker world is all about. Creating open-source software. Tearing down the boundaries. Sharing the technology with people. Explaining how things work. And that's what we're about here on Off the Wall, and that's what WUSB is all about. And that's what we hope you find of value. Value enough to call us and pledge your support. Now, again, the Freedom Downtime DVD, which has many, many hours. I think 6+ hours. You know, I didn't really count. I know, okay, we have the 2-hour film on disc one. We have a 1-hour interview of Kevin Mitnick on disc one. And I think we have around 3 hours of assorted footage that wasn't in the movie on disc two. In addition to that, there's games, there's Easter eggs, there's all kinds of other things to amuse yourself with. There's different languages, subtitles, there's 20 different subtitle tracks, there's 4 different audio tracks. All of that is yours for a pledge of $50. In addition to that, you'll get a WUSB sweatshirt in the size of your choice, and we have all different sizes, by calling 631-632-9872. And pledging your support to this radio station, where you take Visa, MasterCard, American Express, or you can pay by check if you're more suited to do that. But by calling that number, you're showing your support for this radio station. 631-632-9872. That's our phone number. It's not all we have. We have other things, too. Ooh, more people. Thank you. I want to thank Kaylin, I hope I'm pronouncing that right, from Toronto. Our friendly neighbors to the north, Toronto, Ontario. Thanks so much for your pledge, for your donation. Alan from, oh boy, from Cumbernauld, and I'm really sorry I probably mangled that name, but that's in Glasgow, Scotland. That's great. Thanks so much for your pledge. It's great to hear from people over there. 631-632-9872. We also have the Kevin Mitnick Art of Intelligence. Oh, did I forget to mention? Yeah, I keep forgetting to mention this because I'm so embarrassed by it. But, yeah, the DVD set, they're autographed, all right? I took the time to sign all the discs. And Kevin Mitnick also was over. He signed all the discs. So basically you're getting 2 discs and 4 signatures for every DVD set, that is. So you know, that could be worth something someday. Who knows? Who knows what we're going to be remembered as? But having an autographed one is probably better than having the non-autographed one, I would imagine. And we don't offer that any other place. 631-632-9872. Now, if reading is more to your liking, Kevin Mitnick has just put out a new book, The Art of Intrusion. It's a sequel to his book, The Art of Deception, which dealt mostly with social engineering. This book basically deals with hackers, intruders, and deceivers, and it's gotten quite a write-up in various places. You can see excerpts of it on Amazon. Let's look at a couple of reviews here. Publishers Weekly. It would be difficult to find an author with more credibility than Mitnick to write about the art of hacking. In 1995, he was arrested for illegal computer snooping, convicted and held without bail for 2 years before being released in 2002. He clearly inspires unusual fear in the authorities and unusual dedication in the legions of computer security dabblers, legal and otherwise. Renowned for his use of social engineering, the art of tricking people into revealing secure information such as passwords, Mitnick introduces readers to a fascinating array of I never said this word before in my life. I'm going to try to say it again. Pseudonymous. It's pseudonym and anonymous sort of merged together. Pseudonymous. I can't do it. My mouth won't let me do this. Pseudonymous. Okay, well, you know what it looks like anyway. Hackers. One group of friends bilks Las Vegas casinos out of more than $1 million by mastering the patterns inherent in slot machines. Another fellow, less fortunate, gets mixed up with a presumed Al-Qaeda-style terrorist, and a prison convict leverages his computer skills to communicate with the outside world, unbeknownst to his keepers. Mitnick's handling of these engrossing tales is exemplary. Given the complexity, some would say obscurity of the material, the author avoids the pitfall of drowning readers in minutiae. Uniformly readable, the stories, some quite exciting, will impart familiar lessons to security pros while introducing lay readers to an enthralling field of inquiry. Again, that's a description of The Art of Intrusion, written by Kevin Mitnick, co-authored by William Simon. And it's fascinating stuff, it really is. Now, that's signed by Kevin, and that's available for a pledge of $50. And in addition, you'll get that WUSB sweatshirt. 631-632-9872. We have two calls on the line. If you want both, if you're torn and you really need to have both of these things, well then, a pledge of $100 will get you the DVD set signed by myself and Kevin Mitnick, and the book signed by Kevin, as well as all of the WUSB paraphernalia that you'll get for pledging that amount of money. That includes a WUSB sweatshirt, a WUSB t-shirt, a WUSB hat, and a WUSB mug. It's amazing. It really is. It's certainly worth all of that. But the most important reason, it's not for the stuff. If you're calling just for the stuff, you're calling for the wrong reason. What's important is that you call for the station, you call for the program, you call for the ideas expressed, for the freedom to express them. Otherwise, you might just as well be listening to that station down the dial, whatever it is, that broadcasts the same thing every day, and which you could not change no matter how hard you tried. But if you want something that you could actually play a part in, well then, this is the place to call. This is the place to pledge, the place to invest in. 631-632-9872. And I'm going to put my money where my mouth is. Yes. And this is an opportunity for those of you who don't like me, who want to hurt me. Okay. I'm going to propose a matching pledge from myself for what we bring in this hour. Yeah. So if you really want to hurt me, you can call in and pledge a vast amount of money, but you have to deliver on it. You can't just pledge $1 million and, oh God, what if somebody does do that? Okay, you know what? I'll work it out somehow. Somehow I'll work it out. I know people. But the total amount that we raise between 6 and 7 p.m. tonight, I will personally match myself. Yeah. Really, you won't get a better opportunity, you know, to haul off and slug me and get some real pain going here. But I believe in this place, too. And I believe the place needs to be here. And we need to be able to communicate and reach out to you folks. So please, reach back, 631-632-9872. 9872. That's bringing a flurry of responses. Three calls on the line. Again, you'll get the satisfaction of knowing that I'm having to dig into my coffers a little bit, and or maybe quite a bit. But that's okay. You can hear the nervousness in my voice. That's fine. It's fine. You know, I faced challenges before. I'll get through this one. 631-639, four calls. Okay, here's a chance for that fifth call to come in. Let's get a bingo. 631-632-9872. All it takes is one person to make the fifth line light up, which I have not yet seen this marathon. 631-632-9872. Are you going to be that person? You going to be the one? Of course, if you're on the Internet, I know it takes a minute or two for the signal to get to you, so we might need some of you local people to call in and get that fifth line ringing. 631-632-9872. Any pledge is welcome. We suggest the hacker premiums, which are only available for this hour, at levels of $50 and $100. 631-632-9872. There's that fifth call. But you know what? It came in just when the first call hung up. So so now we need another person to call in and fill in that first call. You know, you might think I'm making this up, but I'm not. I'm looking at the phones right now, and lines 2 through 5 are lit. Line 1 is not. So we just need one more call, 631-632. Oh, now we need two more. You see, I could have waited. I could have waited until that other call came in and then said, we just need one more. But I want to be honest here. Now we need two more. 631-632-9872. It's just a little thrill to me to see all five lines lit up with people. Okay, four lines are lit up. That means one more. That's all it takes is one more. And, you know, I feel a little thrill from that, but I also feel a little bit scared from that because all five of those people are basically, you know, taking money out of my pocket because I'm matching their pledges. 631-632-9872. Again, this is a unique radio station. We don't have very many places like this left anymore. When I first started here, it was a while back. And non-commercial radio was not nearly in the state that it's in now. There were various stations. There was one at CW Post. There was one at Southampton University. There was one at Sacred Heart University. All over the place, there were college stations. There were stations run by people with something to say. And so many of those stations, all the ones I just mentioned, have been taken over by National Public Radio, have been sold or gone out of business. Not that there's really a business behind this, but it does take organization to keep a radio station running, and not everybody is able to do that. We've seen frequencies vanish to repeaters, to religious stations. It's gotten very, very difficult. And now I would have to say that maybe there are two stations, two college stations, no, not even, where we're listening right now, where we are right now in Stony Brook, New York. I would have to say we are the only college radio station left. We are the only college radio station left that is not run by an outside agency of some sort. If I'm wrong, I know some people can get WNHU, that's New Haven University, but not very well, so I'm not counting that, all right? I'm not counting that. There are other radio stations that are affiliated with universities, but they've been handed over to National Public Radio, so no students are involved. Nobody from the community is involved. Basically, satellite broadcasts are involved. Now, I'm not saying that their programming is horrible. Sometimes it is, sometimes it isn't. Sometimes our programming is horrible too, I'm sure. But you need that local involvement. You need for people to be able to walk in off the street and say, I want to learn how to do radio. Or I have something to say. I want to express myself. And to be able to reach out to other people. And now through the Internet, we're able to reach out to so many more people. It's not just limited by our signal strength. It's limited by how interesting our programming is. Oh, this little man is down, dancing up and down, which means I must have a message. Oh, look at that. Okay. I'm not sure what these... Who are these people? Are these people talking to me from out the... I see different... you're listing radio stations. I see what you're doing. Okay. Yeah, those are high school stations. I said college, all right? I said college stations. Someone is typing to me that there are radio stations from various schools. Yes, there are high school stations. That's true. Thank you. But I'm talking about college stations. It might sound like a technicality, but I think there is a difference. High school stations are great. It's nice that there are some of them on the FM dial. But there are very few high school stations that have much more than people playing their favorite songs. All right? I know there are exceptions. I don't mean to offend those exceptions that exist. But college radio was something unto itself. It was this amazing culture that existed in the 70s and in the 80s, and it's dying. It's been chopped away at by all kinds of interests, by National Public Radio, by conglomeration of the FM dial, by translator stations, by religious stations, and now on top of everything else, the FCC proclaiming things from the mountaintop that nobody can understand, which really scares a lot of people involved. But that's why we have to stay strong. That's why we have to stay on the air. And we have to keep bringing you as much interesting program as possible. We have, oh my God, I'm not supposed to mention the town. Okay. But I'll mention Adam from Ohio. Thanks a lot, Adam. Boy, you really stabbed me in the heart here with this pledge. But that's fine. That's fine. You know what? I'll find a way to do this. I will. Oh, my God. Okay, great. I see how it's going to be. Hardball. All right. 631-632-9872. Let's see how many other people have what Adam has and can pledge amounts like that. My goodness. Just take this away, please. Oh, my God. Okay, what do we got here? We have Matthew. That's with one T, right?
Yeah.
I think. Okay, Matthew from Elkins, West Virginia. Great. I'm going to be passing through West Virginia on my way to Dayton sometime in May. In fact, I'll let you in on a little secret. We might be doing a broadcast from Wheeling. It's quite possible. We might be doing Off the Hook from Wheeling, West Virginia, on the way to Dayton on Wednesday, whatever Wednesday comes before the Dayton Ham Fest. All right, 631-632-9872. In a way, I feel a bit of relief that there's no calls on the line, but also I feel like I would be remiss not to keep encouraging people to call in the 12 minutes we have left. 631-632-9872. Again, I said I was going to match the pledges, and I intend to honor that pledge, just like you should honor the pledges that you're about to make by calling 631-632-9872. All right, is that a deal? I mean, I think that's, it's a sacrifice. Yeah, you know, whenever you pay money for something, it's a sacrifice. But there are some things that are necessary sacrifices, like, say, food, for instance. All right, we all agree that's necessary. We all make that sacrifice. All right, so let's extend that a little bit. Would you say speech is something that's worth making a sacrifice over? Would you say the ability to express yourself or to hear other opinions or to learn something? Or just to keep me off the streets for an hour? You know, whatever it is, it's worth a sacrifice. And your pledge is that sacrifice. Now, we try to make the sacrifice as pleasant as possible, apart from, you know, torturing me on the air, knowing that's coming out of my pocket. But in addition to that, we have donations of various premiums for the radio station. Kevin Mitnick books that are signed by Kevin Mitnick, and Freedom Downtime DVD sets that are signed by Kevin Mitnick and myself. It's a better deal than you'll find anywhere else, I can guarantee you that. And also, in addition to all of that, you'll get WUSB paraphernalia. Again, the pledge levels are $50 and $100. For $50, you'll get either the book signed by Kevin Mitnick or the DVD set signed by Kevin and myself. For $100, you'll get both. And for each of those amounts, you'll get all kinds of WUSB paraphernalia as well, including sweatshirts, T-shirts, hats, mugs, things like that. One call on the line, 11 minutes left. 631-632-9872. Again, if you want the toll-free number, if you don't have a dime to make the phone call, of course, you know, phone calls, actually, they do cost a dime, don't they? If you call from your house, I guess it costs a dime, but not from a payphone. Used to cost a dime from a payphone. But if you don't have a way of paying for the call, and you want to use the 800 number, it's 800-394-9872. That'll reach us just as well. 800-394-WUSB. Now, it won't reach us from overseas. 800 numbers don't work overseas. Not in the same way, anyway. So you'll need to call us direct. Country code 1, area code 631, exchange 632, extension 9872. So the whole phone number is 1-631-632-9872. Now, I realize that throughout this hour, we haven't really talked about things that we usually talk about, and I'm sorry about that, but this is necessary. This sacrifice that we're making with the airtime is necessary so that we can do our thing all the other weeks of the year. And we've got some interesting things planned. In addition to taking battle with the FCC and whatever other injustices we might find along the way, and fighting the Bush administration about this war, and fighting the NYPD about their lies, and all kinds of other things that you will never hear about in other places. We have some fun planned as well. I'm going to be taking a weird voyage this summer that's going to involve traveling all the way, circumnavigating the globe, which I've never done before, a lot of places I've never been to. It's going to involve things like the Trans-Siberian Express. It's going to involve things like boats and freighters and all kinds of other means of transport. I'm not going to leave the ground, except when I'm running or jumping. I'm not going to take any planes. This whole thing is going to be done by land. But somehow, I'm going to continue doing this radio program. And it's not going to be on the phone either. I'm going to be recording the show on the road. You might even call it off the wall / on the road. Although I think that guy at CBS might have that title. But that's the kind of thing we can do. We can be creative. We can do things in a different sort of way. But we can only do that if we know you're out there, if we know you care. Three calls on the line, 631-632-9872. We only have about 7 minutes left. And again, for every pledge that comes in, and I don't know what I was thinking when I said this, but I said it, and I'm going to stick to it. I will match the pledge as the fourth call rolls in. Okay, here's another opportunity for that fifth call to come in. Now the fourth call hung up. Oh, well. Two calls come in. Oh, there's the fourth call again. Maybe it was a bad connection. One more call, and all five lines will have lit up legitimately. 631-632-9872. It's amazing the power of an individual. But, that pledge was made by me. I will honor whatever pledges people bring in. That's because I believe in this place and because I believe in our listeners. 631-632-9872. And you'll see, you know, if you make that pledge, you will walk away from the telephone feeling good about yourself, feeling good about this place, feeling like your voice matters. And it does. It does. We don't have a room filled with these pledge takers that, you know, you could play a game of football in. We have a very humble room with a small group of people. And they jump with joy every time the phone rings. It's a big deal here. It really is. And that's why you can never forget about a place like this, because this is how so many people get involved and learn things, both listeners and staff. And if you don't have a radio station like this where you are, then you should invest in the one that does exist. And maybe one day you will have one like this where you are. 631-632-9872. Going over the pledges, pledge levels one more time. We have the $50 pledge, which you have a choice of Freedom Downtime, the double DVD set signed by myself and Kevin Mitnick. Hacker documentary, 6 hours of video footage, all kinds of other fun things on that DVD set. Or for another $50 pledge, you can get the Kevin Mitnick book that has just been released, The Art of Intrusion. That's right, The Art of Intrusion, written by Kevin Mitnick, the real story behind the exploits of hackers, intruders, and deceivers. Fascinating stuff. Each of those available for a pledge of $50, and each pledge of $50 also gets you a WUSB sweatshirt. And if you want both, you can get that with a pledge of $100. The book, signed by Kevin Mitnick, the DVD set, signed by Kevin Mitnick and myself, the sweatshirt, the t-shirt, the mug, and the hat. Okay, I was doing all that from memory. I wasn't looking at anything. I had to make sure I could get it all. Okay, again, we're still waiting for that fifth call. 631-632-9872. It's possible I might have missed it. I turned away for a second. One caller will bring in that fifth call. And what better way to finish off this hour, because we're almost done here, to see that fifth line light, the power that you have in your fingers. 631-632-9872. Remember, all pledges will be matched by yours truly. And we lost the first line again, so you got to move fast. You really have to move fast. If there are two people out there who hear this, and they're on the Internet, and they hear it in a minute from now, call right away. And don't just call to make the phone ring. Call to bring in a pledge. All right. Can you guys hear me in there? I don't know if they can hear me. Okay, they're busy. All right. don't want to detract from your taking phone calls, but I do want to thank all of you for coming in and volunteering and helping out the radio station in that way. I want to thank everybody who's been calling in and appeal to you in the last 3 minutes of this program to call in with your pledge. What we got? More? All right.
More.
All right. How are we doing in there? How are the people? How's the mood? The mood's good?
The mood is excellent.
Is it?
We have a guest.
Well, this is, yes, this is Chris here.
How do you do, Emmanuel?
Chris, what are you on?
I'm on Fridays, 2:30 to 5:30 in the afternoon.
In the afternoon. Yeah. Wow.
Doing the punk rock with Interzone.
How did you get involved with this place?
Truth be told, you. I started listening.
Are you kidding me?
The old Brain Damage show.
Oh, my God.
Back when I was about 11 years old.
I honestly didn't know that. I didn't set you up with that question. I had no idea.
And then Mr. D. Klein in the other room actually got my foot in the door.
Wow. So, and you were able to get it out somehow and walk in the door.
Yep.
Great. Wow. And am I lying about this place? It really is an amazing way to be creative, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. One of the best things about this place is it keeps people like us off the streets. But aside from that, there's an amazing amount of creativity here that comes out of this place that's changed my life. I know it's changed your life.
Absolutely.
And
by extension, other people's lives get changed because they hear what you do and they do something on their own and then they change lives. And it's like one big Hallmark greeting card. It really is. But anything you want to say to get those last few people to call in the couple minutes left?
The number for the station is 1-800-394-WUSB.
But that's if you're in the United States. What if you're not in the United States?
Add a country code, 1, and it's 631-632-6901.
Well, that's another phone number. You just gave out a different phone number, but they forward to the same place. That's our old phone number, which still works. 690.1 was that number. But we got a new number that says WUSB 9872. So if people hear both, that's why. It goes to the same
place.
Don't
get upset.
Don't get upset. We don't want to confuse you.
We don't want any hackers crying.
But there's more than just hackers calling, right? That's like normal people off the street.
Yeah, absolutely. Normal people off the street who just enjoy the show, find what you do and what we do here entertaining and different, refreshing.
Any classic comments from people?
I agree with only some of what he says, but I defend his right to say it comes up quite often.
Yeah, you know, I disagree with so many people. In fact, I think I disagree with everybody on just about everything at some point or another. But that's not what this is about. This is about people basically expressing themselves one way or another and having the ability to do that.
I mean, if you don't have a radio station like this in your town, and you probably should, you know, listen to us on the net, and you'll find a wide variety of many, many different viewpoints, from libertarian to extremely liberal.
That's right. That's right. I want to thank these people. James, did you do this one? Should that be Tucson? It says Tuscan. But if it's Tucson, it should say Tucson.
Okay.
Might want to check that zip code. And Arizona, thanks very much, James, for your pledge. We're going to check your zip code to make sure we get the city right. And Eric from Caledon East, Ontario, second Ontario call. That's great, too.
Oh, Canada.
And here's another person who's going to confuse me, Tim from Jacksonville, Illinois. Now, we all know Jacksonville's in Florida, so what's up with that? First, we have the Detroit thing in Minnesota, now we have this.
I assure you, it's Illinois.
Okay. And did I get this one already? I think I did. Yes, I got that one. Again, 631-632-9872. We're going to move on out of here. The blues is ready to come on in. Whoa! The music came in a little too hard there. We'll be back again next week with a normal program, as normal as it possibly gets. I want to thank everybody, including you, Chris, and everybody in the tally room there. Probably can't hear me, but I'll wave to them anyway. And, of course, all you listeners and callers out there, for those of you on the Internet, of course, we'll give you another 5 minutes to call in. 631-632-9872, $50, $100, whatever you can afford. People here will be able to help you through that. Visa, MasterCard, American Express, we take it all. See you next week. Good night.
How does she intend to live when she's in Frog Cafe? I somehow can't imagine her just planting rice all day. Bye.
talking with Frank Zappa. And let's take a few more calls, okay?
Okay. Hello?
Yes?
Hello?
Hello, this is Frank Zappa.
Yes?
Are you going to be out of Stony Brook?
Yes, we are.
When?
I can't give you the exact date because I haven't memorized the itinerary yet, but as soon as the road manager says, wake up, you're going to Stony Brook, that's it.
And it's time to go to Stony Brook again. Sunday, April 17th, to be exact, where once again WSB will host its annual day-long celebration of the music of Frank Zappa. Festivities begin at noon and will go straight through till midnight, at least, right here on WSB-FM, Stony Brook. Except no substitutes.